Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond, Virginia. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, August 19th, 2024. I'm John-Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. And Jason Bishop.
Good morning, everybody.
Running the three-man show, Cakes, out this week. Happy birthday to Cakes. Today is John Martinauville's 54th birthday. Happy birthday to Cakes. I saw he was out at MGM National Harbor playing in a poker tournament. It's not a big shock.
It's not a happy birthday. All these birthdays from here on out, they're pretty depressing. 54.
It's not a happy day, EB. Don't be so depressed.
It's not. There's nothing happy about it.
It wasn't a birthday party, but EB and I saw each other over the weekend. It was kind of a weird theme party. I think it was just an excuse to get together. Our friends, the Frasers, have lived in their house for 50 years. Mm-hmm. We had an anniversary of living there for 50 years. So it wasn't a birthday party, but there were a lot of octogenarians there, a lot of older people.
It was nice. It was really nice. Nice to get everybody together.
I shouldn't slander the Bachmans. I don't believe are in their 80s. I think they're in their upper 70s.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Maybe the tickling 80.
But might be close. But yeah, it was really nice to see a bunch of families that are kind of like family to us all.
Yeah, we all grew up together.
Grew up with, and it was really nice. We were back in the Frasers' backyard, Jason, which I'm sure you've been there many times. I told them, that really should have my name on that court.
They still have the court there?
Yeah, the court and the pool.
That's right, they got a pool.
That's the court that EB built. That should just have my signature. You know, like the Gary Williams court? It should be the EB court right there.
But they still have the pool, right?
They still have the pool. And we spent many hours there, many days, many weekends. So
it's crazy how time moves on, because we grew up, playing in that backyard, jumping in the pool, and now it's just a younger generation of kids jumping in the pool, playing knockout.
There's our parents' generation, then us, and then the kids.
And the kids, half of them are in college.
Some of them, yeah.
Or getting in college.
I probably haven't been to the Frasers' home since high school.
30 years, yeah.
High school.
Nah, I feel like we did a couple of bachelor parties there.
Maybe, but man, it's been a long time.
Yeah, so it was nice to see some of those
but
guys.
But it was funny. Eric wanted to see the start of the Commanders game, which was at 7 o'clock, and he had his mom there, and he and Dina drove separately. So Dina, I walked outside to say bye to Mrs. Bickle, and he was like rushing around. Dina was telling him, "Slow down, Eric."
I don't have time for this slow walk.
Eric's looking at his watch like, I got to get back for kicks.
I don't have time for a slow walk. I figure if she's holding my hand, she ain't going to fall.
Right.
I won't let her fall.
You're walking around the grass. It's a softer fall.
Yeah. She's not going to fall when she's holding my hand. But I don't have time for this old lady walk. We gotta go.
So what time was that? Six-ish?
No, it was like 5:30. And to be honest with you, then it was like pouring rain on the way home. I got home like with 5 minutes to spare.
No,
there was a lake on the Beltway.
Yeah.
A legitimate lake that every lane had to move over four lanes to get by the lake and the shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, it poured pretty hard.
Saturday?
That was Saturday. That was terrible. It was terrible driving conditions.
It only rained for maybe 20 minutes, but it flooded everything.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. I don't even know what's going on. I mean, were there issues in like Annapolis and Alexandria or whatever, or Arlington, whatever the parts?
Flooding?
The floods?
I didn't hear about that.
I'd never seen that type of water.
I mean,
on the Beltway in my 53 years of driving.
And that quickly,
I guess I've been driving for 53 years, but you know what I mean.
Living here.
It was kind of close to like the Lanham area of the Beltway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely
a turn, and then there was...
It was from like the VW Parkway on, kind of, when it started to get crazy.
Yeah, I had, I don't know, 10 minutes of traffic there as I left. I left probably about a half hour after you.
Well, it worked out better for you.
Well, good. Glad you're able to hang out over there in Bowie.
It was just nice just to see old family that, you know, it is important. JP does a better job of going in there and seeing some old friends and their parents, et cetera, than I do. It's just good to see them.
But so, you did get home in time to see kickoff.
I did get home in time. I was excited about the game. I know we'll get into it, I'm sure, throughout the show. Fun to watch. I was rooting for your boy, Trace.
Yeah.
Started out rough.
We'll talk about that.
Started out rough, but he really fought, and he's got a lot to be proud of, I think. So
yeah, the first series sucked. He fumbles the first play for a snap, and then he gets sacked.
He literally didn't even practice.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy.
I was hoping for a better turnout, but
I thought he competed. He competed.
He competed, and he looked much better in the last two or three series, and he had some drops.
Right.
Which didn't help him, but yeah, we can get into that.
You know, last night I was psyched to watch the Scott Peterson bit, and they're definitely two different documentaries. There's the Netflix documentary, which more sort of focuses on Lacey, and then the Peacock documentary, which is the one where Scott talks. That one's not up for two more days. I guess tomorrow. I think that one comes out on the 20th.
Oh, okay.
So I'm watching it, and I'm like telling my wife, no, Scott Peterson's going to be in this one. He's going to be talking soon.
Right.
And then I'm like, where is this guy?
You got to wait a day.
I wasted like 45 minutes because I don't want to watch the other one. I feel like I already know all the details on that. I want to hear what this psycho says. It's pretty haunting, man, when you watch the interrogation. Your wife is missing. You're being interrogated by the police, and you're so calm. Like, you don't seem very bothered by it. You're just, I mean, the demeanor is scary.
Yeah.
The demeanor is guilty, in my opinion.
That comes out tomorrow?
The one where he's talking.
The one that you want to see.
Yeah, the one I want to see tomorrow on Peacock.
Yeah.
And Valdez, I know everybody was watching the PGA Tour. I was watching LIV all weekend.
Oh, were you?
For whatever reason, I was locked in on LIV. And Anthony Kim shot 65. I'd say it was inconsequential to the tournament.
This was a Greenbrier.
Yes.
Yep.
For some reason, I was kind of intrigued by it being a Greenbrier.
We had a listener that was sending us a lot of pictures and video.
Yeah, he loved it.
I asked him, how much was the hotel room to stay
at the Greenbrier?
I believe he said he slept in his car.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's psycho.
Maniac.
I can't imagine.
Because it was just too expensive.
I don't know.
Dude, that thing is very expensive. Can you imagine how much it is when the LIV is there? I mean, can't even.
Yeah, it might not have been any available.
I was like, looks awesome. How much is the stay? And he said he was sleeping in his car.
Well, my guess is most people that went to the event weren't staying there. They were staying nearby or just drove up for the day. Yeah.
But I wouldn't be stunned if some people are staying there. That's what it's known for, right? It's a resort for people to stay.
Yes, but I would think that it would just be so busy.
Well, that plus it's very expensive. Maybe you just didn't want to put down the $700-$800 or whatever it was costing.
I'll never pay that. I'm sorry. We all make good money. I'm not paid $700 a night for anything.
That's a lot. Now, I watched I watched the PGA Tour. I was obviously pulling for Denny because he had a great Thursday, Friday, and he was tied for lead, but then he didn't play well on Saturday. Played much better yesterday, but he finished top 10.
So that's
took
great
him 580
right?
grand. Uh-huh. This guy is going to be so filthy rich, but he wants to win a tournament. He's been pretty close a few times, but yeah, Hideki wins it, and they move on to the BMW, the Beamer, next weekend, and that's out in Colorado.
How about that?
FedEx Cup playoffs.
Down to the
number
top 50.
Yep.
Saw Jordan Spieth didn't qualify. He's going to have wrist surgery. See what happens with him.
You guys pay attention to that. I don't know how many people pay attention to the FedEx playoffs.
Well,
golf fans do.
Golf guys do. I don't know what else people were watching yesterday. I guess they could have watched. I don't know if some of the football that was on the NFL Network was live or if they were replays.
They were replays.
I know I stayed up at 10 and I tried to watch the Raiders again.
Gardner Minshew.
Minshew got
named
the job.
Quarterback.
Neither one was super impressive, to be honest with
you. That's the story of a lot of the quarterback battles. That's what they're saying in Pittsburgh.
It's funny when where you look forward to the preseason for so many months because, you know, it's the doldrums of the summer and it's just baseball and golf if you're following the PGA Tour. And then you can't wait for the preseason, especially to see the young quarterbacks. And now I'm just ready for the preseason end.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just ready for the regular season.
It basically has ended because in week three,
you're not going to see
out
anybody.
Of 32 starting quarterbacks, I'm going to guess
but you see five?
Less than eight will play.
Yeah.
Less than a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, already, I was going through the box scores on Sunday to kind of see how everybody did. Like, oh, they didn't play their starting quarterback. They didn't play their starting quarterback. Patrick Mahomes did play through that behind the back pass. That was a viral moment.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
wild. Will they have the balls to do that in the regular season?
Maybe, if they're up. I don't know. They clearly practiced it. I don't think they just winged it.
Actually, it was a good play.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's a talented
defense
guy.
Has to account for him scrambling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Kelce slides out from his block and...
You know, we never see it.
Seven or eight yard gain.
But, you know, those kind of things, like in basketball, behind the back stuff, in lacrosse, they're not that unusual. Maybe it'll become something that becomes more routine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's not that different than a shovel pass, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you'll see guys kind of roll out and then throw the shovel with their left hand. And instead of the left hand, he's just going behind his back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a risky play.
It's a risky play, yeah.
Because the first time it gets picked off, it's probably the last time you'll ever see that play.
Yeah.
And it probably has a higher risk of some defensive lineman just picking it off. But, of course, Mahomes and Kelce pulled it off.
They can do it. But I'm just ready for the regular season, even though we're still, September 5th? So we're, about 17 days away?
We were talking about it before the show started. Eric said, how'd the young guys do? And Bo Nix played last night and did well. The weird one is Michael Penix is not playing in games 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
They're not playing Kirk Cousins either.
They said they've seen enough. I saw the interview with Dalk, with the head guy, the D coordinator.
Raheem Morris?
Raheem Morris.
Head coach now.
Yeah. He said, yeah, we saw enough in practice, and in the first game, we're just going to put them on ice. I have no idea what they're doing over there. That pick makes no sense.
They lift him to number two?
They
have Taylor Heinicke, right?
Yeah.
I saw Heinicke playing, and he played all right.
Yeah. You know who played good? I was watching Dallas.
Trey Lance.
Trey Lance played good. I have to say, he looked pretty good. He looked pretty solid. There were one or two throws I thought that were a little wild, which is kind of his thing. But
I think he finished something like 16 for 21.
He looked pretty good. He looked pretty good, and he's just, you know, he's a stud athlete for sure.
He's the number three there.
Yeah. But he, you know what? He might have a future.
15 for 23, yeah.
He might have a future. He looked pretty good.
He ran for 34 yards and a touchdown.
He could run.
Well, we knew he could
run. You know, his arm's a cannon. It's just the inaccuracy and how he processes.
Maybe he's getting better at that. I mean, he certainly put the work in.
Yeah.
But again, you know, I can't get into the backup numbers. I just can't do it.
Well, you know, it's not something to be excited about, but it's something to be like, hey, maybe this guy can actually still have a career.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's going to be some star, but, you know, just like when Trace was in there, I was so rooting for him. And it seemed like, by the way, again, I thought Chick and Brian are very entertaining. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just a total homer.
No, I like listening to them.
But I think they're good, you know?
Yeah, they have good repartee, too.
Good repartee, and B. Mitch always makes good observations, actually. But
oh, yeah. He knows the game.
When your boy was in there, I was so rooting for him.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
And then the announcers, and you could tell everybody on the sideline was rooting
he
for him.
He played
too,
seven. I think he played seven series.
Yeah, it's tough though. I mean, Driscoll played well.
Driscoll played well in both games.
Driscoll. You got Mariota. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you've got Jaden.
No, but that was good for him to put that on
Hartman.
Film.
It's just a tough, tough spot.
He had a couple impressive passes. The one deep
down the right sideline.
And the other, he got hoard when the kid dropped it.
Yep.
All right, but
he had three drops.
And then just the comeback.
The last pass that would have tied the game.
Wasn't a great pass, but he got it
there. Wasn't a great pass. It was a little behind him. So I'm not going to kill the receiver on that.
That was Tinsley, I think. He should have caught it.
But, yeah, I mean, look, guy was just working out up in Penn State just a week ago. He gets called up and had a couple practices, and so hopefully he'll be there and play a lot in the third game.
But front and center, Jaden Daniels, you get his second game. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about it throughout the show. John Keim, who covers the Commanders for ESPN.com, he'll join us coming up at 7 o'clock. We're also going to talk to Ian O'Connor, author, coming up at 9 o'clock. He's got a new book all about Aaron Rodgers called Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. Mm. Some of the news about his book has come out in recent weeks about Aaron Rodgers and his family and more. So we'll get into that coming up at 9 o'clock. Next, we will recap the Commanders' second preseason game. It looks like they have a major kicking issue. We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.